Greetings. This is Why's That? I'm Sibylla Mann. Each month, Why's That answers a question you send us. Has something in Southwest Michigan made you wonder? Let us know at whysthat.wmuk.org. Last month, Why's That left you hanging. We got into a mystery about pavement on a certain block of Kalamazoo's Michigan Avenue. For all of you who haven't slept well since then, today we have an answer. And we find out what Michigan Avenue, which used to be called Main Street, has to do with a famous novel. First, the pavement. Michigan Avenue has a surface of asphalt these days, but where that surface has crumbled between Church and Park Streets, you can see rows of brick. Dean Houck owns the Michigan News Agency, a bookstore in that block. She's known this stretch of Michigan Avenue since the end of the 1940s.
At some point, the whole thing must have been brick. And I have no memory of that.
Last episode, we figured out when the blacktop went down, 1903, earlier than we'd expected. The Kalamazoo Gazette wrote about the city commission's big tussle over the decision. But we couldn't find anything in the paper about the brickwork. What we needed was some record from the time. That's how I ended up at a big brown warehouse on Burdick Street, where the city of Kalamazoo keeps its old records. The city's Austin Slack looked through years' worth of records to get an answer on the bricks. He searched an index of all the paving ever laid on Michigan Avenue, and that led him to a digital file on a city commission decision from 1900.
And it says, on Main Street from the west line of Church Street to the west line of West Street.
West Street is now Westnage Avenue, by the way.
Said pavement to be constructed of brick laid on a crushed stone foundation, the particular specifications of which to be hereafter determined by the council. And I thought, great, that's exactly what we're looking for, right?
Slack wanted to see the resolution on paper, so he went to the vault where the city keeps its oldest records.
So in here, this is going to be all city commission documents all the way back to when it was a village council.
He searched the files from 1900 until he found the resolution. It orders brick pavement for two blocks on Michigan Avenue, including the one where you'll find the Michigan News. The date of the meeting, May 7th, 1900, with the actual paving to be done that summer. Slack points out that we don't have irrefutable evidence that the brick was laid then.
I wish I could have found the document that said we did this on this date at this time for sure.
Here's a picture of us putting the bricks down.
Exactly, yeah.
But it seems like the summer of 1900 is the earliest the bricks would have been laid.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Dean, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
So when I went to see Dean Houck at her store, I said it looked pretty likely that her part of the street was paved with brick in 1900. It's still not clear why the city would put asphalt over that brick just 3 years later.
Boy, there's a story there. Why so soon?
Having, hopefully, solved the mystery of when Dean's block was paved with brick, we had to follow up on a side issue. Wikipedia says that Kalamazoo's Michigan Avenue owes its name to a book, Main Street, Sinclair Lewis's first big novel. I told Dean and the city of Kalamazoo's Sharon Ferraro about this last month. Then we agreed. It must be too good to be true.
It's wonderful to blame a lot of things on Sinclair Lewis, but that's not one of them.
Except maybe it is. The novel Main Street came out in 1920. It follows a young woman named Carol as she follows her new husband from her home in St. Paul, Minneapolis, to his home, the fictional town of Gopher Prairie. As soon as she arrives, Carol's hope that she can turn Gopher Prairie into a thoughtful center of culture begins to wilt. WMUK's Mark Tomlinson reads from the book.
When Carol had walked for 32 minutes, she had completely covered the town, east and west, north and south. And she stood at the corner of Main Street and Washington Avenue and despaired.
Lewis writes that when Carol walks down Main Street in Gopher Prairie, she could be in any of 10,000 small American towns.
Howland and Gould's Grocery. In the display window, black, overripe bananas, and lettuce on which a cat was sleeping.
That's a wonderful image, as a matter of fact.
Here's Dean.
I think the fact that he is able to capture, Sinclair Lewis is able to capture her different feelings is the reason, one of the reasons it speaks to all of us, because many of the books written at this time were not fair to women.
Lewis modeled Gopher Prairie on his own small hometown. He wrote from experience with an honesty that Hauck says some people found hard to take.
They felt like, you know, they were looking in the mirror and seeing themselves and everything, and not always a very positive view of what they were doing and how they were treating people and everything.
But how does the book connect to Kalamazoo's Michigan Avenue? The first thing to know is that it lies along a once major route between Detroit and Chicago. That route also happens to pass through Jackson. And in the 19-teens, Jackson had something of a crisis in street names. It seems, for example, that it had both a Beach Street, B-E-A-C-H, and a Beach Street, B-E-E-C-H. As residents called for change, some of them asked, why not call Main Street something more original? One suggestion was Lafayette Street, after the French hero of the American Revolutionary War. But not everyone liked that idea. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reads from a letter to the editor.
We have paid our debt to Lafayette and to France with compound interest. Besides, Lafayette can be and probably would be pronounced in different ways and accents, only one of which would be correct.
That idea was dropped. But a few years later, in 1922, a group dedicated to improving Michigan's roads made a new proposal. What if every major town along the Detroit-Chicago Road called its main street Michigan something, maybe Michigan Avenue? The Jackson Citizen Patriot was for it, and it gave a certain book as one reason for making the change. WMUK's Gordon Evans reads from an editorial.
Sure, let's abolish Main Street, in name, in thought, in deed. There are those who dare to say that too much Main Street is what's the matter with Jackson. Too much of the small town viewpoint. Too much.
That's the kind of can-do civic boosting that Lewis skewered in Babbitt, his next novel after Main Street. In any case, the plan succeeded. Several cities, including Jackson and Kalamazoo, renamed their main streets Michigan Avenue. Kalamazoo made the switch in 1929. But
we still have a main street.
Dean Hauck and I are at her bookstore on Kalamazoo's Michigan Avenue. She's right. East and West Main Streets branch off of this road on either side of downtown.
I think it just means that they only wanted to change part of the name of the street.
That's cooperation, sort of.
Why Is That? Returns next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us, what in the region has caught your attention? At whysthat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.